This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The armed standoff at the headquarters of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon continues today. Among that group's demands, they have named themselves Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, by the way. Among their demands is that federal lands in the West be turned over to state, local, and private ownership. There are a whole lot of layers involved with who owns what piece of dirt out here, so we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to unpack the economics of it.
The federal government owns just over a quarter, one in every 4 acres of land in the U.S. But go west and it's a lot more. 81% of Nevada, roughly half of Arizona, Utah, California, Wyoming, Oregon, and Idaho. How'd we get here? Well, go way back.
Initially, Indian people owned and occupied North America.
Historian Patty Limerick at the University of Colorado says after U.S. independence, the federal government took over new land by treaty or conquest and then handed most of it over to homesteaders and railroads and the like. Then along came Teddy Roosevelt and the progressives. They warned that the country was running out of timber and wild areas. So the government kept most of the remaining land in the West to manage and preserve, and crucially for local citizens and companies to use for mining and timber and grazing.
A grazing right becomes like another form of property. You don't own the land, but you can pass that grazing right along as a piece of property.
And at that point, says Limerick, the distinction between public and private property becomes pretty fuzzy. The economics can be fuzzy, too, says political scientist Daniel McCool at the University of Utah.
Grazing rights, they're still very heavily subsidized. They pay a tiny fraction of market value.
McCool and other critics say the same is true of oil and coal leases and timber sales. They've been priced below market to help locals and multinationals make money and keep rural economies alive. And if states did take over ownership, would it be a boon to local ranchers and school budgets? McCool says no. The costs of land management would far outstrip the revenues generated. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.